This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We met Maris Johansson back in June. She's a first-time entrepreneur in Denver who'd opened a children's clothing and toy store in mid-May, just after Colorado lifted its restrictions on the pandemic. Mariel Segarra had gotten in touch and asked Maris to record on her phone a day in her life. And at the end of that recording, Maris had said she wasn't sure how long her business would be able to make it. But it is. She's surviving. And she'd made it to September, a big month, apparently, in kids' toys and clothing. So she recorded a second installment of her audio diary for us. Here's Mariel.
On the Tuesday morning after Labor Day, Maris Johansson and her two kids are sitting in an armchair reading a book when her four-year-old son, Logan, sees something out the window.
Snowflakes.
Oh, yeah. Starting to come down, huh?
I bet how fun it is to play in that snow.
Snow in Denver in early September. Unexpected, but Maris gets in the car and heads to her store, Broomtail, which sells children's clothes and toys like dinosaur hand puppets.
It's 8:48, just pulled up to the back of the shop. And we'll see. I really don't know what to expect for today. You know, on one hand, I could see the weather driving people in because, you know, you go to your kids' drawers and realize that things from last winter don't fit.
Or the snow could keep people at home. So it's hard to predict. She can't help but try, though. Broomtail has been open for almost 4 months, and as of Labor Day, has yet to turn a profit. Not surprising for a new business, especially now. But in August, she was just $1,000 short, and she thinks this could be her month.
Typically, you know, I've heard that September is the biggest month for retailers in children's apparel. Even bigger than some of the holiday months.
But this is not a typical year.
So I'm going to go in here.
Inside the store, she begins her daily deep clean.
Okay, it's that time.
It was a weird, lonely summer. Her sales fell in July, and the restaurant next door shut down.
You know, the owner would stop by and bring me coffee, or we'd chit-chat about things going on in the neighborhood and business. And even if we weren't talking, you know, I could still hear them next door and hear people coming in and out. So you just felt like you weren't totally in it alone.
Until she was. On Saturday, September 12th, Maris records herself as she hops out of her car and heads into a UPS store with a package for a customer.
Hi. How are you? Just dropping this off.
She's been making a lot more of these trips lately. Her online sales are growing.
Okay, thanks. Have a good day.
This summer, she started to offer free shipping for orders over $75. She kind of felt like she had to. But it's expensive. So she's also started making her own local deliveries.
You know, it's in Denver. I always check the route. If it's on my way home or into the shop, then I will drop it off myself.
A couple weeks later, Maris records an update.
Morning. It is Thursday, September 24th. It's just a little after 11. I've been open for an hour, and it's been pretty brisk business this morning, I would say.
She's made five sales already, online and in-store, which is wild because the past 2 days it's been dead.
So, I don't know. I think I need to stop trying to anticipate consumer behavior and just keep rolling and keep busy.
She has some big news. She just hired her first employee. Jocelyn is a commercial photographer who recently took photos of the shop. Now she'll work as a sales associate at the store for $18 an hour, two Saturdays a month, which means Maris can finally take a weekend off. A week later, on September 29th, Maris is getting the store ready for Jocelyn. She brought in some hand cream and energy bars, so her new employee will feel at home.
And it's funny, I feel like it's like when you've been dating someone and, you know, you're about to move in together and you're kind of going through your house with a little bit of a different eye. And it's like, oh, in my little fridge here, I have like mustard and, you know, ham cold cuts. Like, that is really weird. So, yeah, my bachelorette shop girl days are over.
A few days later, Maris looks at her numbers and sees that, remarkably, as a new business in the midst of a pandemic, she has actually made a profit for the month of $1,200. She hasn't quite figured out why her customers shop when they do, but she'll take it. I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.